We're talking now with Ryan and Sonia Nadelborg here from Pella Christian. And Ryan was a member of the cross-country team and the track and field team until about a year ago. He's still members of those teams, but in a different capacity. Ryan, I know that the last year has kind of been challenging, and it was a year ago this week that everything kind of changed for you. If you would just kind of take us through what the last year has kind of looked like and the progress that you have made over the last year.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard work, and if you would have told me a year ago what my life was going to be like and how far I was going to come, I wouldn't have believed you. So everything that I've accomplished, just feeling better throughout the day too, I feel like I've come so far. Just trying to take it one day at a time, and when you really look back and see how far you come, it feels really good.
And I understand that it was around Christmas time that you got to come back home and be surrounded by your friends and family. And, you know, since that, you've gotten to be around your friends a lot more and things like that. What's that meant to you to, you know, see the support that you've gotten from the community and also just to be back home, you know, around your friends and your family?
Yeah, I mean, from the minute I got home, there were people there welcoming me. All kinds of suppers and stuff for me. Everyone has really shown their support, and I miss them. I was gone for a long time, so just getting to see my friends again has been so amazing, and trying to do as much stuff as I can with them to stay busy, and the support has just been great from the community everywhere.
And since you've gotten back from Colorado, I know you were there doing rehab from the initial injuries and surgeries and things like that. As you've gotten back, what's that kind of looked like, the course of the rehab here back at home?
Yeah, so it was just a matter of kind of settling into things and getting back into my routine. I started out going to physical therapy a couple times a week, but now I'm down to once a week, kind of as I start to practice some of the things more on my own at home that are more applicable there. And then the main thing for me too is just trying to build up strength, which helps me most in my everyday life, just getting around and transferring. So I usually try to get to the gym about four times a week, which has it's really helped me gain independence.
That's great to hear. And, you know, getting back to being acclimated and getting ready for your senior year, what's that kind of process been like? As you know, you're coming back in, you got some schooling in last year, but you've got some schooling to make up here in addition to what you're doing your senior year here. What's that kind of process like as you prepare for your last year at Pella Christian?
Yeah, it's definitely gonna feel weird going back to school and taking some of those classes that I missed last year with the grade under me, but I'm just preparing for that, getting ready. It was really good to get back into a semester last year, so I kind of know what it's going to be like. And then just managing my time between school and homework and continuing with my rehab, and also hopefully getting some good involvement with the cross country team and getting to the meets and practices there.
And Sonia, you've gotten to see a lot of this. You've got to see him work towards his goals, and you've got to see him get reacclimated with his friends. What's that been like watching him get back home and not really seeing any setbacks or major setbacks with that, and being able to get reacclimated with his friends and his family and with his life here in Pella? What's that been like to see that?
It's been great. It was scary at first. You just don't know what it's going to be like. And he's done great. He's stayed motivated and worked on getting stronger. We've just felt the love from both the PCM and Pella community. And yeah, it's just been good watching him work hard. And everything has, I mean, there's been hard days, but, you know, God's just helped us get through all of those low points, and just helped Ryan just get really strong. And he has great friends, so we're just thankful.
And as he's been getting more independent and things, with that. You know, what's that kind of been like from your point as a parent where, you know, you want to maybe hold off just a little bit on letting him just have total free reign, but also knowing that, you know, he's surrounded by great people who are looking out for him at all times.
Yeah, that's been really great seeing him reach for more independence. You know, it's always scary as a parent knowing, you know, how much to let those reins go. But Ryan has always been a go-getter and an independent person. And so that's just really helped too. Like, he's just always been that way. So it's like we knew he would be motivated to be a go-getter and get out there and reach for as much independence as possible. So I'm really proud of him for doing that.
And Ryan, I know that becoming a little more independent is kind of a goal. What are some of the upcoming goals that you have here in the near future that you want to accomplish ahead of this school year or in the next couple of months so that you can reach for some more goals?
Yeah, so college will be coming up here before I know it, and I have about a year yet, and I want to build up as much strength as possible because it's a whole different game when I go to college. I mean, there won't always be people I know around to help me. So I want to be able to do as much as possible by then, working towards transferring myself in and out of my chair better and to different things, and just with my morning routine, getting faster at stuff and just strength of pushing. It's going to be a lot around a campus. So a lot of my goals are kind of orientated towards that as we look to college and getting out on my own.
And one final thing, I know that you're going to be really busy here your senior year, but I understand you're going to be working to try to get to as many cross-country events as you can and kind of help Coach Bouquet with some of that stuff. I know that it's probably tough to not be running, but how important is it to you to still be a part of that team and still be able to help out in any way that you can?
Yeah, obviously, I don't get to have that joy of running, but still being around it and getting to be with the team and experience that is great for me. Just staying there, and Coach Bouquet is always super good about it. I just talked with him the other day, and he's open to whatever, willing to help me. So it's going to be really fun to watch what the team can do this year and just get to be around them and support them.